from the story of a young boy in Georgia who had his mom stop the car so he could help an elderly woman cross the street, to three sisters in Australia who donated their hair to help cancer patients, the new book, Unselfish Kids, shows service that takes a variety of shapes.
It's these thousands and hundreds of thousands of small acts each day that add up to the large thing. So we should never not do something because we feel it's too small, because in reality, it's the small things that have the big results.
Paul Parkinson and his daughter Sammy collaborated on the book after Sammy took some time off from college to participate in global humanitarian work. Sammy wanted a way to document the inspiring force children can be, so Paul suggested they work together to create a book.
It's true stories. This is not fictional. It's not meant merely to entertain. It's meant to teach. It's meant to positively shape culture. And that can only be done if we act. If we only listen, it will make our lives better. But the next step is, how do we now make someone else's life better? And that's done by acting.
Paul hopes when children and adults read the book, they will be inspired to use their talents to help others. The book Unselfish Kids follows Paul's 2015 book Unselfish, Love Thy Neighbor as Thyself, which documented people making efforts to look outward and serve their communities. For more information on where to find the book, visit upr.org. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Madeline Mortensen.